Welcome. Thank you for being here. This is Wisdom from the Heart with me, Andrea. I so badly wanted to be with you today that I'm recording this from a hospital. Don't worry, I'm doing great. I'm being taken good care of, and we're finding out some stuff, and by great, I mean that things are being resolved. So, when you hear this, know that I chose this episode's title because I'm in it myself. So, I want to talk about what to do when the crap happens. When the crap hits the fan, what do you do then when you're in it? Because it's so easy to talk about afterwards. And it's so easy to be like, oh, you did this, you did that. But I want to talk from it, from inside that tunnel of ickiness. So I want to start by sharing the story that sent me here. So I was moving to a new temporary pad. Thank you to my neighbor Linda for keeping it safe and friendly and keeping my cat safe. And also thank you to the others who are keeping my other apartment safe. So with that out of the way, it all started the day I was moving. Before that, I had had some days with like light symptoms, and I was like, I'm gonna wait this out, I'm gonna be mindful, I'm gonna be in it, I'm gonna let this pass. And on the night before moving day, lo and behold, the pain gets worse and worse. And I'm like, this is not normal. Like, this is something new. And what happens is that basically the next day, I travel on and I'm like, not listening to my body at all. Even though as a yoga teacher, I know I need to do that. As an anthropologist, I know I have to do that. As a priestess, I know how to do that. But if you are in a space where you're looking up to a coach or mentor, know that we all know what we need to do, but we are not always doing it. And so I didn't listen to my body, and I ended up having to be taken with an ambulance to the hospital. And today I had like a lot of tests done, a lot of talking with different people, and I tried to be mindful and everything, but I had to say, I'm ticked off. I'm ticked off, and that's okay. But then I also feel a sense of relief, because this reversing of my pain, because I have chronic pain, this new pain that's different from the chronic pain actually might have gotten me a clue about how to better deal with the chronic one. So, in a way, I'm winning, even though I'm spinning and I don't want to be in the hospital, because Norway has its day with all the parades on 17th of May. You should Google it and follow it, because it's really a sight to behold. And I really would like to spend it with friends and have a party, a yoga party, which means no alcohol and no meat, but a lot of good kombucha for and shacha and some good meditation and a lot of priestess dancing. It's such a good party, and I'm gonna live stream a party. I'm actually gonna live stream a freaking party. And I'm gonna invite you here and now. And if you are listening after the 17th of May, because I know that a lot of you will, maybe some of you might be listening right in time, but if you're listening after and you're like, I wanna join, like on the region, 17th of May party, Yogic style, then I am gonna create a link to that video recording. But that video recording will not show me because, hey, I'm in a hospital bed, right? So much for being in my truth right now. But it will show you some marching kids, flags, good food, and some good fun. And then we will have like a meditation and some chanting and some singing. And I think because it's going to be live, I can't edit it, so it's going to be awesome. So I'm just going to add the link as soon as it's up, when it is recorded on May 17th, 2018. So, May 17th, 2018. And if you want to watch live, add me on Facebook, because I'm gonna live stream it on my personal profile, not my page. So, it's gonna be a public streaming. You can watch it there. And I am Mia Andrea on Facebook. You can find the link in the show notes for the other episodes. Quite honestly, right now, I don't know if I'm able to copy-paste in the link because I'm lying in a hospital bed with, like, contraptions on my hands. So, with that said, that's why the show notes might be a bit later than usual. But, I mean, I already like this episode because first, I didn't want to record it, and then I was like, what the heck, I'm in the hospital, this actually happened, because I didn't listen to my body, and I knew better. And so, what can you learn from this? Like, how can you, like, a three-step plan to benefit? So the first step is to be mindful of what your body is saying, and then actually listen. And then if you take it too far and you need to ask for healthcare help, then you need to do it. Because I almost didn't, because I'm big believer in herbal medicine and home caring for oneself and one is ill. But right now, if I hadn't asked for help, it could have resulted in some bad stuff. But now it's gonna be better than before, actually, because they actually found something that nobody has found before. And so, let's say you're in a puddle. You have done what I have done. You have pushed your body too far. Try to see the positive in it. Like, do you see any great people? Have you met any great people? And this does not have to be related to the hospital. This can be if you all of a sudden have to move, if you lose someone, if you lose a job, like, take this into account, and you, in the process, met some great people. Two, have you in the process made some discoveries about yourself that you can use in your next step? Like, for instance, in a new job, a new relationship, or whatever. And three, is there somebody in your circle or in your area where you live or online where you hang out that might be a good person for you to hang with right now? So, like, what I'm saying is be mindful of the dust, because the dust is often overlooked by the clean windows. And I also want to say that I'm gonna take you on like a forgiveness journey, a short forgiveness journey. So this is both one you can use if you are in the puddle or if you have been. So just be in a comfortable position. You can have your eyes open. Breathe in and say, I am an amazing person and I sometimes mess up. And then repeat, I am an amazing person and I sometimes mess up. And I repeat for a third time, I'm an amazing person and sometimes I mess up. Then the next three repeats is, even though I mess up, there is always a solution. Even though I mess up, there is always a solution. Even though I mess up, there is always a solution. And then the last one, I am guided, protected, and honored because I am created as a vintage piece. I am honored and protected. And you can repeat this as, because I am a vintage piece, I'm honored and protected. And repeat that three times. Because I'm a vintage piece, I'm honored and protected. Because I'm a vintage piece, I'm honored and protected. And you can add at all times. And then an invocation or a prayer. Dear Creator, thank you for helping me being in this puddle. I don't have to like it, but I'm here. And I know we have a reason for sending me into this puddle. But right now, I want you to help me see what I can do to make this puddle a brighter, more useful place to be. I am thankful. I know that there is a solution, and I believe it. And I know that when I pray, you, the beloved Creator, no matter what I call you by, will reply and answer me. Aho, amen, and amen. And also, to log off with you, I want to thank you for listening, and thank you for being you. You're amazing.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.